Track 10. Unit 14. IELTS Listening, Section 4. You will hear part of a talk about a training scheme in a private company. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good afternoon to you all. My name's Diana Simpson and I'm from the City Business Forum. I'm managing director of a firm of accountants which employs over 2,000 people here and abroad. I'd like to thank you for coming today, and I'd like to thank Professor Beacon for inviting me here to talk to you today about an example of a training scheme to create a happy workforce, which we are trying to promote as a model of good practice. Before I say something about our training scheme, I'd like to tell you a little bit about business values and the values of our company. When people think of business, they often mistakenly think of money and profits, and at times businessmen and women have a negative press. However, business is not all bad. Not just about making profits, though there is no denying that this is important. It is about creating something, often out of nothing, building it up from scratch. And an obvious plus is that business is about providing new employment opportunities that in turn enrich people's lives. It is also about bringing people together and making links and contributing to the economy of the country. But in doing so, our accountancy firm adheres to a strict ethical code. We have set ourselves high standards. And we seek to improve the communities we work within by returning some of the profits back into those communities. The training scheme I'd like to talk about is one we have been developing within our company for the past 7 years. At the beginning of the training scheme, before I actually became managing director of the company, we had, like many companies, staff meetings and training sessions, which were conducted by staff in-house on financial matters. But the training scheme has evolved almost naturally to its present state using minimal resources. Initially, we allocated a certain number of hours per year for staff to follow their own training by company trainers paid for by the company. This was delivered in-house once a fortnight during office hours at different times of the day, including early morning and late evening. This development worked very well with courses being offered on languages, stress busting, arts and crafts, and physical exercise. Vouchers or discounts were also offered to staff to go to local gyms, and some staff members formed their own running and swimming clubs. As the scheme has further evolved, we have actively encouraged staff in our company to aim for personal fulfillment and not just to focus on their professional development. About 80 months ago, we decided to devote more time to training by giving each full-time worker 2 hours a week for training and a proportionate amount for part-time workers. A further development has been that some of the more experienced staff decided to use the time they were allocated to give training free of charge to various organizations who need professional help. And the results of the company's move from professional development on work-related matters to a focus on staff happiness? Well, quite frankly, they are startling. Staff absences? Well, the number of staff absences from sickness have been reduced substantially. a 25% decline, as you can see from the bar chart here. The fact that working hours have been reduced has not affected productivity. Actually, it is the reverse. Company profits have increased with a rise of 15%. So the company profits are in a healthy state now. But the most important impact on the company as a whole has been the drop in staff turnover. All companies, large or small, have some staff turnover, but we have managed to reduce ours by a whopping 90%. The knock-on effect has been reduced recruitment costs and the expense on training new staff, with a further impact on profitability. We are looking at other ways of developing this further and promoting the model as a means of good practice.
That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.